I have never regretted anything that I've ever done in baseball. I don't miss the game as such. I don't miss the 0-for-4s and the travel and all that stuff, but I do miss my friends, and it was a way of life for 20 years.
Boog was just 18 years old when he got here in 1961, fresh out of B-League and not used to the AAA curveball, which pitchers found he'd chase all the way down in the dirt.
They were getting ready to send me out. I think I was hitting like 190 or something like that, and this was after like a month and a half of the season, and I was just having a terrible time, and Clyde King was the manager that year, and he threw me curveballs for like 2 solid hours. And then that night I went like 3-for-4, and all of a sudden it just, it started to happen. I really credit him a lot for where I was in the big leagues and the reason I got to the big leagues as fast as I did.
Powell went on to lead the league with 32 homers and was the Wings batting champ at 321 and RBI king with 92. The so-called short porch in right field at Silver, an inviting 315 feet away, changed the left-handed giant into a pull hitter.
And I was an opposite field hitter up until that time. And then all of a sudden, I said, God, all I got to do is hit one on the end of the bat, and it's out of here, So I started hitting them on the end of the bat, and however I could get them out. I hit a few in that bowling alley over there in back of the ballpark, too.
Boog had many baseball thrills in his 17-year big league career. 3 times he hit 3 homers in a game, and 11 RBI doubleheader, the 1970 MVP season, and 2 comeback player awards. But the 1966 World Series victory, the first for Boog and Baltimore, the sweeping of the heavily favored Dodgers, was a stickout, with some ballplayers named Buford, Blair, Palmer, McNally, and 2 named Robinson. It was a high-flying time in Bird history.
Yeah, we were picked to lose it in 4 straight, and we won it in 4 straight. And I think everybody sold us a little bit short that year, and we were a bunch of hungry young ballplayers, and we were quite proud of that. And I was quite nervous going into the World Series and everything else. As a matter of fact, my knees were shaking, man. It was terrible.
The lowlight, not surprisingly, was the 69 series loss to the Mets. This time, the O's were supposed to do the mopping. But after beating Seaver in the opener, Boog says, the team didn't show up for the games. And when they did play, balls were hit right at fielders or just far enough away for A.G. and Swoboda to make game-saving catches. Powell says it was an emotional time flying back to Baltimore and facing 5,000 Oriole fans at the airport.
We started shaking hands and stuff, and I had tears coming down my eyes. It was sad, but it was more sad for those people than it was for me. I felt bad for us and everything else because we hadn't played up to our capabilities, but all of these people, and it felt like you sort of let those people down,
Boog is still very much involved in arguing the advantages of a beer being both great tasting and less filling at the same time. Powell makes promotional appearances to many of the over 800 distributors in the U.S. He still finds time to run a fishing marina in his home state in Key West, Florida, where the Orioles signed him out of high school just about 30 years ago. He books card shows from time to time and plays in old-timers games each year. But the 47-year-old, number 2 on the all-time Oriole homer list with 303, finds the balls don't jump out of the park like the old days.
No. Well, I still swing hard like I used to, but I don't poke them out like I used to. Somewhere along the line, the hand-eye coordination has sort of slipped a little bit. The desire is still there. You hit one good and you say, damn, maybe I quit too soon. The next day you hurt so damn bad that you can't even move.
4-time All-Star first baseman, John Boog Powell.